Okay, welcome to Elite Cosplay's first podcast ever, episode number one.
I'm Holly.
What?
Oh, I thought we said we're saying each other's names.
That was a joke.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well.
Well, in that case,
now that I've screwed that up, okay. I'm Kevin.
I'm Holly.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kyle.
Yay!
All right, success.
And welcome to the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
We're just going to be talking about cosplay things, conventions, and just random bullshit, because that's what we do. Yeah.
So,
I never saw anyone to take a picture of for you to cosplay as.
No cool people?
No cool people.
Not at ALA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we got a couple. I mean, I like that sword
not,
guy that
not,
we did.
Not that she could cosplay as.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, she was
she
looking for ideas.
Me.
Right.
Because I've been dry as to inspiration.
Yeah, and Emerald City Comic Con's in like 2 months. So you kind of got to...
I just realized that.
But... Okay, so I was looking for people to take pictures of, but it was all stuff you wouldn't have been interested in.
So yeah, talk about that a little more. I mean, you guys said you guys just got back from ALA Con, or is it not?
ALA Con?
Is it ALA or is it just called ALA?
It's just ALA, I guess.
ALA Con.
You guys are much more involved than I am on
these
things.
It's just Anime Los Angeles. I don't think there's a... Some of them have con at the end, but some of them
It's not this one?
Not this one.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. How long are you guys there for? Like, what'd you guys do there?
It was okay. It was the last year at the hotel.
Awkward look, everyone.
Sorry. It was the last year that they've been, or they're doing it at that hotel. So there was kind of like a nostalgic, like, but.
Which hotel was that?
It's the Marriott next to the airport.
Oh, and the con was that close to the airport?
Yeah,
literally, it's pretty much
it's
on
called
top of
the Marriott
LAX.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right.
So, but it's pretty. It's not like it's ugly or anything.
And it saves us on transportation costs because we can just take the shuttle.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a free shuttle.
So wait, has anyone else here been to Las Vegas then? Like, because I know like Las Vegas Strip is like right next to the airport as
is
well.
Is it?
Yeah, literally. I mean, from the hotels, you really don't see the airport. But if you look at a map, like the airport is like... I mean, like, right here, and then the casino's, like, right here. Like, there's right next to
Las
it.
Las Vegas is in Los Angeles?
No.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, like,
we're making a tangent.
Just a quick little one, like, how it's so close. But you just don't realize it.
Just
I mean.
Wanted to check.
But, I mean, if you guys can, like, hear the airport, that's a bit annoying, but anyways.
We couldn't really hear it. No. Like, the hotels are pretty quiet.
Okay,
but,
sorry, anyways.
But, I think San Jose is actually louder, and it's not even next to the airport. But, yeah. There was, like, these, they hired, like, security people, and they worked for the hotel, so it wasn't like it was, like, a third party or anybody, but they were, like, super annoying. Like, yeah. We were on, like, the fourth floor, and nobody was in the hallway, like, it was quiet, because it's a hotel, and we were doing a picture, or trying, and this guy was just like, you can't take pictures.
No, well, he
well,
was
he
really
awkward.
Awkward.
He so awkwardly...
He appeared around the corner.
So Kevin and I are like, standing together, and the cosplayer's over here, and we're like, kind of trying to figure out the exposure.
Yeah.
And this guy just like, scuttles up to us, and just like, stands there and stares at us. And then we're both kind of like, you know? And then he like, scuttles way around the corner, and you can hear him like, whispering. And then he like comes back. He's like, "Oh yeah, you guys can't be shooting here." So he like had like a headset or something.
Oh,
and he's like, "I don't know."
There's some people here, and I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know
he
what
was
to
like,
say.
Like, but it was so awkward because he just like stared at us for a while. We're like, "Hello."
He's trying to get in on that. Like, yeah. Is can I
but
get photos?
That was yeah, and it's moving next year to like a different town.
What?
So, yeah, it's not even going to be in L.A. It's
well, they maxed out. This is like the third year that they've maxed out the attendance records.
So, in the hundreds of hotels and places that you could have a convention at in L.A., they decided to move L.A.
to
out.
Ontario, which is
what?
Super confusing because
Ontario, California.
It's not Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But, so, whatever. But it rained on Saturday, and that...
Good for California, but
yeah,
bad
California
for us.
Needed it, and California doesn't have any drains like on the streets,
yeah.
So like
just flooded.
Yeah, so yeah. Kevin and I were like walking home from dinner, and like this car just was like poof, like water on us, and I even screamed. I go, "What the fuck!" Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
a lot of cars in because of the weather like that, a lot of cars don't have, like, treads in them, on them either, on the tires. And so a lot of them, like, hydroplane because they don't realize.
No, just Californians don't know what to do in the rain.
Yeah, it's like Seattle in the snow.
So yeah. There was a lot of honking going on. I was just like, but Kevin and I were, like, getting soaked during shoots.
But you guys have good shots, though, I'm hoping, or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. Good. I don't know. I get all self-conscious.
But no cool people that I could copy.
No one you could copy. Not that I saw. I was, because we had, like, downtime, and I was, like, actively, like, staring at people.
Looking for dumb things.
But there was dumb things.
What you have in mind? Let's start.
She wants it to be hard.
Hard?
Well, okay, not for... I decided not for Comic-Con, because it's only 2 months away. If I do something hard, I want to go to Anime Expo.
Oh, yeah. Anime Expo, yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about being super cute. I found this girl...
Oh.
But she's from League of Legends.
That's from League of Legends? That's super cute, though.
Okay, so...
Put a link
The plan... Yeah.
We'll put a link down.
The plan, though, since Sarah is going with me to Comic-Con, there's another outfit she has, a piratey outfit.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd both go as the same girl.
Yeah, because each character has, like, different...
Yeah, so that's the plan right now, League of Legends. And at least there'll be, like, 50,000 other people there.
Oh, she's going to go as that one pirate chick. Okay.
Yeah,
but then it's the same character. The arcade outfit is what I'm going to do.
Okay,
yeah. All right. No, this is super cute. Super cute. And she has a little Game Boy on her.
Yeah, so I thought that could be cool.
I mean, it's got the Nintendo gun.
And easy to move around in.
Yeah, yeah, it's nothing overly encumbering here.
No, so, but I do want to make something outrageous.
Yeah.
And if I come up with something, I want to go to Anime Expo.
Who's that one chick from, like, Terra that had, like, all the stuff, like, coming off? Oh, never mind. That's not Terra. That's a... Diablo. the angel in Diablo, like the guy Tyrael. No, Tyrael. The guy is like, all these crazy cloths coming. That'd be kind of cool to walk around. Like, it'd be cool to look at, take a photo, but then like walk around. Like, oh,
yeah.
Excuse me.
That's the problem.
Excuse me.
Yeah, like you think of an idea and you're like, I'm gonna do it, and then you start making it and you're like, this is like physically impossible to like move around in. There was. Oh, we had a girl we took pictures of, and her wig like came out in spirals, but it was like. And she had to, like, turn sideways sometimes, like, just for her wig.
Was it the woman with, like, the bird cage thing?
No.
It was
from this shoot.
It was ALA, okay. Yeah.
You can look at the pictures from this shoot.
Yeah. LAcosplay.com.
LAcosplay.com.
Yeah. But that was, I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, we had a good time. Yeah. We've had worse cons, so.
How many days are you guys there for?
Four.
4 days.
Well... Thursday doesn't really count. Thursday was our travel day.
Yeah. Thursday to Sunday.
But yes, we landed Thursday afternoon, left Sunday afternoon.
Woo!
So much video to edit for that,
yeah,
too.
We took a lot of video.
Oh, okay. That's kind of new for you guys. I know you guys mostly do just a lot of photography stuff. I didn't know you guys did video.
We're trying.
So, like, video, like, for during shoots or just video of just...
Everything.
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 So we're making, like, it's like documentary style. Kyle or Kevin didn't realize how extensive it would be, and then I kept going like, "No, you need to film this. No, you need to film this. No, you need."
Did you bring the dolly? Did Jim let you bring the dolly?
No. What?
That would be the PVP.
Excuse me. Excuse me. PVP. PVC.
Sorry.
The selfie stick. Yeah. There were a lot of selfie sticks there.
Oh,
a lot of parents.
We saw selfie sticks.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about them. Like I don't get. Angry, but like, but I don't get happy either, so I just stare.
Well, but we don't take selfies, we're not part of that selfie generation.
Yeah,
well, you guys,
Kyle, you are.
I'm
You're
supposed
in that,
to be. I don't. Yeah.
You do Snapchat.
I do Snapchat to my friends, yeah, but I mean, even then, it's like stuff in front of me and there's like random shit. Like, I'll just post a random, like, a blank photo pretty much, just like me driving, like, fuck this world or something like that, you know? It's like, it's nothing important, it's just, you know, that's different than like. Putting it on, like, Facebook, where it's like, oh my god, myself, beep, 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 you know, all day long. It's like, you have 50 pictures of yourself, something, you know.
I guess, like, Snapchat, like, it doesn't save the picture.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like you have, like, a whole backlog of yourself.
Yeah. Well, Snapchats are nice, especially because, like, you can tell a story better than a text and just, like, take this, look what I'm doing.
That's what, we were hanging out with his friend Carmen, and her boyfriend was texting her, and he was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I wish I could just take a picture and, like, describe what I'm doing. And Kevin goes, you just described Snapchat.
Was that yesterday?
No, it was Thursday. Yeah. But I was on the bus last week, and this guy was, like, looking at his Snapchats. Mm. So, you know, you do the press and hold thing.
Yeah.
So he was, like, going through his, like, backlog. And then he, like, accidentally clicked the camera. And so he's like, facing the front, and I'm in one of those sideways seats, so I'm facing, like, the side of the bus. So I just, all I had to do was, like, look like this, and I could see his phone. And he accidentally went on his camera, and it's, like, me just looking at his phone. Wow. In the background, and I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, I was like...
Wow. Creeper?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Usually I read people's texts.
Did you have the big eyes? Like, big...
No, I was just like, it was just me looking, like, really bored and, like, super fat and, like, really tired. Like, it was like this. It was like... you know? And I was just like, oh, shit. God damn.
This makes it like, so he was, like, had, like, tip four or something? Or, like...
No, he had it, like this.
But you were.
But oh, I was like, I'm behind him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were sitting like in front of him.
And no. I was sitting behind him, and so he had it like kind of tilted up. So it was like,
gotcha.
my head, and I was just like, you know, he's looking at it too. Yeah, like, yeah. He's looking at it, going, "What the fuck is this? What?
Stop looking at me!"
Yeah, that's my experience with Snapchat. I tried Snap. You told us to download it.
Yeah. Well, that was before I really. That was when I was. That was before I really started getting into it. I mean, I don't use it all day, though. I mean, use it, like, I maybe send one or two snaps a day to my friends.
How many do you get?
A day, probably 10, 20, which isn't that much.
Like, so much. I'm like, oh, my God.
But, I mean, again, to some people, that's not many at all. To me, that's a pretty good amount. Just because, I can, like, take a little break and I'll look at my phone, like, Snapchat. Oh, look, it's a new Snap. Like, all the time, there's always a new one, but it's not, like, I'm not, like, bombarded with them all day.
Yeah.
You know? Just, like, when I take a break, I'll look at them.
I got confused. I don't know if this was, like, a new update, but they have, like, ones where you just send a Snapchat, but it's not, like, to a specific person. It's just, like, out there, and you can click it if you want.
What? I have not...
Maybe it's, like, snaps around you or something like that? Like,
no, it's,
snaps,
like... No. It's only your friends.
Oh.
But, like, they don't send it directly to you. It's just, like, a...
Oh yeah, I get that. Well, yeah, you have to add each other first already.
Yeah.
Or at least you have to have theirs or something like that.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Then just say they'll send that. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I do that every once in a while. But I mean those are different though. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll send my friends like just weird like face ones just look at me like stupid like fuck this world or this world's weird.
Rebecca's downloading Snapchat.
maybe we should do an Elite Cosplay Snapchat.
Yeah, every
and
day
then,
it'll be you sitting in front of your Peter.
Yeah,
no,
it'll
no,
be
no, no, no.
Editing, yeah. editing again.
No, that's not a bad... I mean, I think...
Then, like, taking a picture, like, close-up of, like, the contrast bar all the way over. Like, look at the contrast!
Then people could subscribe to us.
But that's what
and
our Instagram is.
Well, no, but Instagram is, like, filters. Sepia filter all day.
We don't put filters
on.
We already... We do it on...
Oh, you don't call it a filter, but it's called editing.
Yeah, okay. It's called layer masks, Kyle. No... So Instagram, you can't, like, go to, like, Instagram.com and, like, upload pictures.
Yeah,
you can only do it through your phone.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Kevin!
Wow. Cut. Cut here. Cut. Go.
Come
on. No. Oh, God. And... No. Uncut.
Yeah. So, I was, like,
I'm
you know, people
too,
on Instagram...
I don't use it.
People, you can like people, you can tell it's not like Instagram filtered. It's just like a real filter, or it's just like Photoshop.
Yeah.
But it's not like Instagram. It's like really nice picture, and it's like okay, you didn't take that with your phone, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, we should start doing that because it looks so shitty on the phone,
yeah.
Like phone camera. So you have to, I have to finish the picture, email it to myself, and then download it from my email to upload it to Instagram.
It's because you don't want to deal with the camera. The phone of the iPhone 6 isn't bad. I mean, the 6 Plus is pretty good. I mean,
but
I've had some good luck with
but
it.
But we upload,
I mean,
like, pictures from photo shoots. So, like, I can't, like, take a picture of a picture. It would just look like shit.
You know? No, but then you'd link them. Then you put a giant watermark across the whole thing saying EliteCosplay.com. And then it's like...
You can't even, like, see the picture anymore.
Just, like, if you want to see... Or just have, like, those stupid tiles on Facebook. You can't believe what this photo is about. Click here to see what happens,
click
you know?
Me.
Yeah.
Just some weird crop of like a chest or something.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like,
you
won't believe what happened on this photo
shoot. It's all the click counts all day.
Top 10 mistakes during a photo shoot.
Yeah,
no.
You won't believe what the first one is.
They're also disappointing.
I know. It's like, oh, I was like, I already saw this on Reddit. Like, yeah. I saw this on Reddit about 2 years ago.
I don't know. I like actively refuse to click anything on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Like, if I can tell it's from BuzzFeed, like, I can see the web address, I'm like, nope!
I've only clicked a couple, and they're mostly only celebrity stuff. I'm like, well, I'm curious what actually happened, because I didn't see it on Reddit or something.
I have sometimes, but, like, I feel like I know I'm clicking on a BuzzFeed,
yeah,
and I have this, like, sinking feeling in my stomach, and I'm just like, I'm gonna click it.
Is BuzzFeed one of the places that the slideshows are each individual click.
Like, they don't do that. You have to scroll.
Okay, that's better. I hate the individual click. Like, next one. Like, what are the top 10 quarterbacks? Oh, okay, Aaron Rodgers, fine, whatever. Oh,
especially on mobile, it's like impossible. Yeah,
let me load the whole page again. Yeah, and get some more ad reads.
Jeez. BuzzFeed does that, but BuzzFeed does like GIFs, which is like
it can slow
if your internet's slow. Yeah, it's like and you're just like God. Just. Yeah. But I don't like the 20 things you do in your 20s, or like. How you know you're in your 30s when you're really in your 20s.
How you know you're a 90s kid. It's like,
it's just like,
But the thing is, those websites, though, you do like, oh, yeah, that's true. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, you know. I mean, it's not like it's offensive or wrong. You're just like, I've seen it before, but it's like,
it's
oh,
just
yeah.
annoying. Like, oh, it's
yeah.
like, I don't know. And then it's all GIFs of, like, shows, and, like, some of them don't even make sense to, like, what they said. And I'm like, I don't, whatever. Okay, did you get the Snapchat chats going on?
You have to sign up. I'm just downloaded it as well.
Yeah, you had
I'm
one
the
all.
Eldest
you had it.
One here.
I'm the second. Does that make you feel better?
No.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Access my camera. So what do we do?
Well, take a Snapchat.
I want a selfie.
Wait. You need to add. You need to
add us.
Woo! I send it to you.
Oh no! That was like the worst. I look like a makeup-ified robot.
Should I do info at Elite Cosplay?
Oh, yeah. We'll
do we need? It's fine. We'll just keep going. We're just setting
Snapchat newbies.
Snapchat. We're setting up.
What is happening here?
Okay, no, you gotta add a caption. Oh, okay.
You don't have to add a caption. You can go without a caption if you want to.
There. Now.
And then
okay.
Kyle over
okay,
here.
So
hello.
If you add a caption, just like type like what you're doing, like hanging out with my best friends and a piggy cup. You notice that Rebecca and I have the best cups.
Ding, ding.
Classic
cup right
it's
here.
It's like the same cup, just
yeah,
colorized.
It's just red. It
looks like it is. I'm pretty sure it is. The generic cup number one.
Yeah.
It's probably the mass produced, and then they're like, all right.
Well, let's paint it.
Let's make it.
Put
some
wet paint in that thing and call it good.
It's actually a better quality cup than I thought it was. I thought when you brought it out of your bag, I thought it was like one of those plastic ones, like the Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, that's like I thought when I saw it too. Yeah.
It's a nice cup.
It is a nice cup.
I got
cup.
It from Ross.
Really?
Yeah.
I got this from Daiso.
That's
$1. Everything at Daiso is a dollar.
So speaking of the cups, what's in them? What are you drinking, Kevin? What are you drinking today?
Nothing.
Urine.
Urine.
Dehydrated.
I'm very dehydrated. First. We were drinking a lot last night.
I think
the
cup was blocking your face, Kevin.
That's okay.
Whoop,
whoop. Well, I mean,
see,
the microphone.
See, that's the problem with these things being slow. But anyways, what are you drinking, Holly? What are you drinking today?
Vodka.
Just straight? Vodka,
yeah.
Vodka neat.
Classy lady.
So you want a shot of vodka?
Classy. That's what they always say. If you go to a really shitty bar, they just look at you and go, the shot? Well, no. In a better cup, but I guess, yes, a shot.
I want it like in a tumbler, please. Yeah. So let's say I'm drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
And a whiskey ball. Or what are those called? What are those balls called anyway?
Oh, the ice cubes?
Are they just called just ice balls or something?
No, it's just called, on the rocks. I mean, that's what it's called.
But they're big.
Well, it depends on where you go. If you go to a nice bar, then they'll have the balls.
What's it called?
Yeah, what are they called?
It's just called on the rocks.
No, what's that?
Okay,
it's
like,
ice
when you, remember when it's you wanted to get the whiskey cubes?
Yes.
What are they called?
Whiskey, like, spheres or something like that?
Well, yes. Okay. They're just called ice spheres, but when you order it, you just say on the rocks, and then depending
on
how
big...
No,
but we're not talking about ordering it. We're talking about what the cube is called, because it's, like, huge.
Ice.
It's just ice.
That's why people in comments like, it's just ice!
It's just a freaking ice cube.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's
and
just,
large.
It's just ice.
Large and round and cold. So what are you? Rebecca, what are you drinking?
Capri Sun.
All right. What flavor Capri Sun?
The tropical
blast or whatever.
Dude, in elementary school, I used to freeze Capri Sun. And then when I got home from school, it'd be like all like
slushy.
Nice. Yeah, and
wait,
I used to eat it.
Wait, you cut the top off?
I took the cup and like scoop it, and it would be like a popsicle, but like, or like ice cream. I don't know. Ugh, my mom used to get so pissed because sometimes I'd forget and leave them in there, and she'd be like, it's for your lunch! And I'd be like, no. It's for delicious times after school. What are you drinking? More urine?
Yeah, just more dehydrating urine with lots of cinnamon alcoholic apple cider there.
Mm.
Rebecca actually bought that Fireball.
Yeah, it's for chitlins.
So I don't even know how we got you started on that.
Yeah, why did we buy it?
Okay,
yeah.
I bought it because I spend all day selling that to
teenagers. Oh, right.
And I'm like, and I asked them, I go, what is this? Is it like just candy flavored? Is it sweet? Is it what? And I get all these different stories and I go, fine, you know what? I'm just gonna figure it out.
But we were talking about it.
She's like melted candy.
We were talking about it to you though. Like we were. You were mentioning Kyle or something, and we're like, yeah, Kyle likes Fireball.
I don't know. And then I was just like, oh, yeah, I wanted to try that. So yeah.
And then we went to QFC and we made this whole to do, and we stood in line because they have it shuttered. You can't like get in.
So you have to like
ring the call the lady,
do an announcement. Hello, I'm here for my
Fireball.
For my Fireball.
For my Fireball.
And so I don't like cinnamon. Things I like cinnamon, but not like candy.
Yeah,
things.
I didn't know it was so child.
So Rebecca tries it. Yeah. So we put it with apple juice because the flavors combined.
Cinnamon
are really
and apples.
Nice. Yeah,
you're wrong,
it's
you know?
Good. And I remember she drank it and she was just like, "Oh no!" She was like, "It's way too sweet." Because she kept asking us, "Is it sweet? Is it sweet? Is it sweet?"
Yeah.
And we're like, "And I've never really had it," so I'm like, "I don't know." And Kevin's like, "Ah, a little."
It's like candy.
Like melted,
like, melted,
like melted hot. What are those things?
Fireballs.
No,
hot tamales. Sorry,
yeah, hot tamales.
Yeah. Sorry,
oh, big reds.
And big, yeah,
big
reds. Red.
That's what I was thinking of.
Cinnamon,
big red,
aka hot cinnamon.
It smells like Big Red. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the point, the thing about Fireball
just
is
tell
the
me
fact,
what's the point of Fireball.
Well, I mean, the thing about Fireball is it doesn't burn when it goes down. Like, it tastes
like candy.
Yeah, you can let it sit in your mouth for a little bit. It's not
might
like it's
be,
like, I want
to
kick
it
out.
You can't feed Fireball to the diabetic.
Well, you can't feed it to anyone over the age of...
Over the age of?
Of 21 and a half.
Oh, man, we're too old. I'm going to die.
Yeah,
oh, gosh,
seriously.
I can't
when they taste it, they go, children want this beverage. That's why it sells out during SakuraCon. ramen, potato chips.
Pocky.
Yeah.
And
Pocky.
Do you guys sell Pocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Pocky has become really popular nowadays. I've seen it everywhere.
It's at the regular grocery store.
Yeah.
It used to only be at Wajimaya.
Yeah.
And then now it's everywhere. But I know she was telling me that. She's like, only like children at conventions buy Fireball.
It's an intentionally constructed beverage.
I would think
children.
They would buy. Do you guys ever have Pucker?
No, people ask me for it though. And the first time they asked me for it, I go, what the hell are you talking about? And
it's
then I
like,
wasn't listening, so I still don't know what he was talking
about. You have no idea what it is. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what it is.
I was saying,
right
is,
now.
Is
like,
right
I couldn't tell you, like, how much alcohol is in it, what kind. All I know is that it comes in, like, 10 flavors, and they have, like, apple, cherry, and I think it's like a flavor add-on, but it has some alcohol in it.
Pucker.
It's so weird.
I
only drank it as a teenager.
It's sour, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I only drank it as a teenager, and I had it in apple. Because my boyfriend at the time was older than me and he bought it. And I remember I remember taking a shot of it, but it like wasn't like vodka. I think it's like something you like,
well,
vodka,
what,
pucker, and something like
fruit
juice.
Flavor stuff,
yeah.
that they.
Grenadine?
No.
Grand Marnier?
No. Crap. Now I'm not going to remember this, but it was big in the 70s. It was like a flavored candy, like a sweet.
Absinthe?
Like, no. That wasn't big in the
70s.
1870.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Now I'm not going to remember. Oh, I'll have to
know.
Figure it out.
I think it's an add-on, though. And it's... But, like, everyone I've talked to, like, all... Like,
Schnapps. Sorry.
Oh,
that's
well,
what
Schnapps is still around.
Yeah.
I know.
But it
but
was
peach,
a popular
that's,
thing.
That's,
it was right.
Schnapps,
it was more,
yeah.
It was much more popular back then.
I guess it's like that. But, like, more gross, maybe. I don't know. Like, it's really super... Like the color is, like, neon green. It's not like
you were just drinking toxic waste, I think.
I think so. And we were playing one of those games where like you watch Family Guy and you
or
drink
antifreeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Woo!
I mean Gatorade's kinda like
yeah.
But I think it's just like an add-on, like you add it, but no one I've talked to has had it before and I never see it anywhere.
I don't think it exists.
So I think
yeah.
I made it up.
I think your boyfriend is trying to get you loaded.
Right, right. Yeah.
He's
he
like,
just didn't tell you what it was.
Pucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread throughout society. People ask me for it.
Okay, so it's a thing. I know, and I feel like I'm going crazy because every time I go, you know, pucker, or everyone goes,
no, nobody knows.
Do you remember? Do you remember after you took a shot? What like do you remember much?
Yes,
I mean,
I
it
do.
Might just be pure roofies. And
that's
like,
what I think.
Roofies in water to mix in, like woo, pucker.
That's why I think it wasn't very strong because I don't remember like being like woo, but I was also like 17, so I was kind of more lightweight than I am.
Yeah, well, I mean, like it's like Seagram's is kind of like that. Seagram's is the color and it's pretty sweet, but it's not that.
I thought Seagram's
was
like a brand.
Yeah, but they make like Yeah, Seagram 7 is like the highly.
Oh, there's more Seagram.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, they have like the little wine, the little wine.
Okay, but now it's clear. It used to be colored.
Pucker vodka, flavored vodka. Everyone who's watching this is like, we know what pucker is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a, you know what? Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
Oh,
I really like. What do we when we go to the East Coast? We go to always go to CVS.
Get clams.
Which no. What do you guys do over there? On East
crabs.
Coast?
Crabs. Yeah, crabs.
They
stuff.
Have crabs.
Crab
good.
Stuff. But all their brands are like, it's like the same but a different name.
Like Dreyer's
so like
ice cream.
Dreyer's is not called Dreyer's. It's called, it's like two people's last names.
Eddie's.
Eddie's. It's called Eddie's. And you're just standing there and you're going, that's Dreyer's.
Wait, Dreyer's or Breyer's?
No, it's Dreyer's.
Breyer's.
Which one's the one that's not an actual Breyer's. Ice cream? Breyer's is the non, as the,
I think
is
so.
The
that's
frozen
square
dessert.
Container.
Yeah,
yeah.
Frozen dessert,
yeah,
not
yeah,
the
yeah.
actual ice cream.
It's not real ice cream. They have to call it frozen dessert because
it doesn't have
contain.
Enough dairy in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just yeah. things.
Chemicals.
So Dreyer's oh, yeah. But Dreyer's
antifreeze.
Ah, nice.
But there's other stuff. There's like chip brands, and you're just looking at it, and you're just, your brain like hurts.
The packaging is the same.
Yeah, the packaging's
the
same, but all the names are different, and you're just like, ugh. But they say, I mean, if you look at it online, it's like, if you go over the mountains, which I assume is like the
Rockies,
it's like everything's
yeah.
a different.
Well, name. It's like Best Foods and Hellman's.
Yes, I mean, that too.
It's exactly the same thing, but for some reason, Hellman's tastes better than Best Foods.
Hellman's is the same
so
as
good.
Best Foods.
It's
no.
So much better.
There is no difference. But I don't, I mean, I understand because they probably just combined companies
yeah.
at one point and
it's
you
like
kept.
Bonds and Safeway.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's California, though. That's
yeah.
not even that far
well,
away.
What was Carl's Jr. called on the other side? Parties.
Parties,
that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. So, remember that happened? Like, there was a commercial
Dwayne
on that
Reed.
In Spokane once. I was like, what the heck's
going
on?
That was a drugstore,
right? Oh, Dwayne Reed, New York. I don't know what the equivalent is. That Walgreens?
Walgreens or Rite Aid or
yeah,
one of those. CVS.
Mm. Yeah, no, they have CVS.
When
yeah.
I came here to saw Bartell, I thought that was like a Walgreens. Then no, Bartell's its own company. And I was like, oh,
yeah, Bartell's okay. is like Washington only.
No, Seattle.
Yeah, I think
no,
Seattle.
There's in Renton.
Okay,
that's,
fine.
Okay,
sorry,
Seattle area, Puget Sound area.
Yeah,
because
once we go back over to the map, over the Snoqualmie Pass, there's nothing over there.
Well, whenever I see someone talk about Fred Meyer, I'm like, Northwest!
Yeah.
Because it's only in, like, the
yeah,
Idaho,
that
Washington,
is,
Oregon.
Yeah.
Same
as
Albertson.
I mean, Albertson.
And
California.
Alaska, I
think.
Albertson,
California.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Albertson's everywhere.
But Fred Meyer is also owned by Safeway, though, right? They have the same,
no,
like,
Kroger.
Private, or, but
Kroger, QFC.
Oh, QFC, that's what. Okay,
yeah.
that's right. Yeah, because I see like the private reserve. You know,
yeah, it's the
name,
same.
Or a store brand, whatever. Okay.
Oh, companies.
Anyway, where were we? What led us down this road? Oh, kid. Chitlins.
Pucker.
Chitlins.
And Chitlins.
Wait,
and
you were going to tell us something about food. But I don't remember what
you
were
going to
say.
About food this
so
week.
You said, I learned something about food this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was like 45 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I put a sandwich in my work refrigerator on like Tuesday of last week, right? And I was like, okay, I'll eat it, you know, Tuesday. But then we ended up going out. And so or a couple of my coworkers went out. So I didn't eat the sandwich. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was on my job site. And so I was in the office and I had lunch down there. I was like, okay, well, I'll pick up the sandwich like on the way home or something. And of course, I forgot. So come this past Wednesday, I was like,
oh god,
I'm really hungry.
No,
you know, but well,
no,
this thing, none of the foods expired. And the mayo was obviously still good. The turkey wasn't expired.
The bread though.
No, the bread was fine. The bread felt just fine. Like it wasn't mushy or anything. So like, okay, it's fine.
Oh,
start eating it. Biggest mistake I've ever made. I felt so sick like
it's
an
a
hour later.
Sandwich.
Look,
it's
still
easy
a sandwich though. It's still.
You just learned this?
No! Okay, hold on. But my rationale was, nothing's expired, none of the food is expired that's in the sandwich. It's just been put together in sandwich form in a bag in a fridge. It wasn't, like, it wasn't anything weird, but I just felt so.
Yeah, but they're all touching each other.
It was
yeah,
a sandwich.
And, like, it doesn't.
Okay,
it's like okay.
bubbling.
It's like fizzing.
Yeah.
Okay,
so good.
It's like when I used to, like, buy a footlong Subway and save half of it.
Well,
later.
In fact, it's mushy.
She
though.
Eats
it for
the mushy. Half later,
yeah.
and it sucks.
No, but like, why? Like, I just don't understand like, why it got turned
it,
bad.
The
second
you eat a sandwich,
it
immediately
mental,
starts decomposing.
Yeah, it's like an apple.
No,
you know when you put an apple in your lunch and you cut it already, and it turns.
But
it's
different.
Like, you also touched it with your hands and stuff, so like the germs have been.
I was like,
yeah, but I'm wondering. Okay, so like food safety. If it's in the fridge, technically the meat should be at a safe.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
it was in a
the
fridge.
Meat is probably fine.
I mean,
It was the mail.
All, yeah, no, but no, all the components I
why would the mail be bad?
Yeah, I, all the components separate in a fridge.
I see
would be
what
just
you're saying.
Day, but all the components touching for some reason made me feel sick.
I think maybe
it
was being dramatic.
Maybe it was a psychological.
It might have been partially
yeah.
mental.
Where
at
like,
the time, I was like, it smelled fine, it tasted fine. I ate it, and then like I just. Yeah.
But you're stressed out when you were eating it.
Nah, a little bit stressed. Like, I ate Tarek twice a week, and I was stressed out eating that too. I was like, I gotta get back to work. I have too much to do. Why am I taking an hour for lunch?
I would definitely not.
Took you an hour to eat that sandwich?
No, Tarek. No. The sandwich I kind of scarfed down in about 10 minutes.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. Yeah, I would say after like 2 days, the sandwich just needs to go.
Exactly, but it's like I need to figure out why. I mean, maybe it's like some touching.
I don't think there's like a scientific like it's because the meat on the marrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that. It's just it was old.
But again, all the components separate in the fridge.
Okay, but you're taking it like out of another air container and putting it into a different air container, and the air maybe like wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. He touched it with his hand to put it together, and that's maybe.
You made the sandwich?
Yes.
I missed that part.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. That was the whole
thing.
You don't make
your own sandwich.
What are you, a peasant or something? Come on now.
Seriously. Get some serfs. Idiots.
But yeah, no, that was just a rough day. I was just like, anyways. But yeah, so that's why like the last couple days of the week, I just ate out because I was like,
it like ruined you.
Yeah, I was like, nah, not this week. This has been a bad week. I'll just eat the rest.
All right, I think we're getting close to our time. You want to check the clock on there?
Looks like we card full.
Card full? Really?
I don't know how much has been recorded then.
Oh no!
Let's see how much got recorded, actually.
Oh my god, probably like 30 seconds.
I don't know. Seven?
7 seconds.
7 minutes?
I don't know. 26 seconds? Oh, 26 minutes. Okay, so.
26 minutes.
So, and so we lost like maybe a couple minutes. We'll have to compare it to the,
yeah.
to the camera. But the camera recorded some audio,
yeah.
too. So the audio might be on bad when we.
Hold on, let me check.
Let me switch here. So this is the first one, guys, as you can tell, so...
32 Woo! Minutes, so we lost,
okay.
like, 4 minutes. So
that
okay,
whole
sandwich.
We lost my
sandwich.
Let me... So, anyway, it's an out here. We'll just finish.
No, he's actually... He's gonna change the card. Well,
I can just delete...
Or we can just say we're good. I mean, I think
we're gonna say bye on the mics.
Okay. Alright, so, yeah, we'll be saying bye on the mics here, guys, in a second.
Well, I mean, we don't even have to say that. We just match.
I'll just cut it out. We're all in a different position, suddenly.
So we'll put up a technical difficulty video.
Yeah.
Can't
hold still.
Gosh, Kevin, how did you not know that?
Did you like totally anime shoes, dude?
Do you like my loafers?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to talk about them. I forgot. Okay, I'm all about loafers right now. But
yeah.
Wearing these every day. I have another pair. I have two pairs of ox blood loafers.
It's okay.
I'm all about it.
That's my purse.
Yeah.
Ox blood.
I'm all about it.
I love saying ox blood.
Yeah.
Time says card full.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, I was like, oh fuck. It's gonna be like 7 minutes.
No, 2 minutes in.
I don't think I can delete stuff.
That's okay. Well, it's okay. We'll just say
goodbye. We'll just yell at the camera.
Well, it can hear us. I mean, we'll just have to cut out.
Maybe. What if it can't? What
no,
if
no,
it has
well,
no,
no
audio?
No.
Hold on. Let me just
turn the audio
what
on.
What if it can't?
Yeah, okay. We're good. Okay.
Yeah,
it has. It can
so
hear
well,
us.
We just gotta put things like already, you know, card got full. And,
or we could just be like.
Oh, so Colin, you were saying something about the sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so that's it
yeah.
for episode one of the Elite Pop Cosplay Podcast.
Yeah, that's a bit of a.
That is hard to say.
Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Yeah. All right. We're going to be doing this once a week, hopefully.
Till the end of time.
Till the end of time.
End of time.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll be able to bring in like cosplayers who are in town or cosplayers we know that are nearby, and we can do it with them too. It'll be fun.
Block radius.
Yes.
Block radius.
Block radius.
Yeah. So if you're coming into town for like SakuraCon or Emerald City, you can tell us, and we will be like,
come
over.
Hang out with us. We got Capri Sun.
We got Capri
you.
Suns and chips
and urine.
So
whole package.
So yeah, that's it.
Thanks a lot, guys. We're going for lunch.